Number 14 of the Choose This Day Bible Study series is on the Christian lifestyle. The Bible identifies followers of Christ as peculiar people, according to the book of Peter. But what does that mean? You can find notes of this presentation linked in the description of this video, and you can follow along and fill in the blanks if you'd like. So Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Knowing what Christ has done for us, it is reasonable for us to serve Him. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So God is asking us to prove by our own lives, to having our minds transformed so that we can show Him as having the most perfect way. 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. There'll be truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but they will be denying the power thereof. From such turn away, the Bible says. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. They are ever learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. As was mentioned before when we read this text earlier in the series, is you can look on the news and see that these things are going on all over the place every day in our society. We can be different, though. We can be like Christ in this world. We can act differently, think differently, speak differently, react differently, and be a blessing to this world. Light in darkness, if you will. Titus chapter 2, 11 through 15 says, The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. That grace teaches us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, not waiting for the world to come, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself, here it is, that peculiar people, zealous of good works. So God has given us enough information to be prepared to live with and for Him before Christ comes as a peculiar people. So the Bible has made it clear that God wants us to be a different, better, higher living people than those around that do not have the standards of the Bible. Now, it's not a we're better than them necessarily. We're all supposed to come to a knowledge of the grace of Christ that will transform us and make us into different and better people. But it starts with you and it starts with me. So let's allow God to make that transformation in our hearts so that we can be a blessing to this world and those around us, preparing for the coming of Christ, the Son of God. 1 Peter 2, verses 9 through 10 says, But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. So we're supposed to be here to show forth the praises of Him that's called us out of the life that we have lived before. All of us have sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. And we have all need of being cleansed, renewed, and given another chance at life. So God is extending that to us right now. Matthew 6:24 says, No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money or mammon. So Christ has made it clear that we're to have a focus that is completely directed toward Him. We can't live halfway toward Him and halfway toward the world. It won't work that way. God does not accept a divided heart. It is all or nothing with Him. And when it's all for Him, everything works out okay. God works out miracles for those that trust in Him. So believe me, I've been a committed soldier for Christ for a long time, and He has always taken care of me. Now, James 4, verse 4 says, "There are some adulterers and adulteresses. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." As I was saying, you cannot have a heart divided. You cannot love the world and love God at the same time. It's loving God 100% and being as much a blessing by His grace to the world as possible. So 1 Corinthians 10:31, it says, "Whether therefore you eat or drink, whatsoever you do, do it all to the glory of God." A good example of this verse found in the scripture is the first chapter of the book of Daniel. Read that chapter and realize that in a very awkward situation, Daniel, because of his faithfulness to God, chose to follow God and honor Him above the common culture of the day. It almost cost him his life, but he was blessed and God saw him through to make him a blessing to everybody he came in contact with. So I am so thankful that God has given me the ability to understand a little bit more about health in this fundamental principle, number 14, that says that the followers of Christ should be a peculiar people, not following the maxims nor conforming to the ways of the world, not loving its pleasures nor countenancing its follies. Inasmuch as the apostle says that, "Whosoever therefore will be," in this sense, "a friend of the world, is the enemy of God," as it says in James 4. And Christ says that we cannot have two masters, or, at the same time, serve God and mammon. So I choose today to serve God, and I'm asking you to make that same decision. God will accept you in the beloved person of His Son. Accept Him today, and you'll find that God will bless you. Thank you so much for being with us at RevelationWithDaniel.com.